This is Piedmont Arts, and I'm Phil Vavra. Since 2024, Bloom Studios has been engaging and entertaining audiences with a variety of interesting, immersive experiences. Located at 904 Post Street in Charlotte's Iron District, the 32,000-square-foot venue features two stages and has hosted an upcycled fashion show, a virtual underwater orchestral concert, and life-sized Monopoly. Next on the schedule is an import from London called The Magician's Table. On this episode, you'll learn more about Bloom Studios and this new production that may change your idea of what a magic show can be. And later, we'll get caught up on other events happening across our region with fanfare. Thanks for joining me. If you've ever been to a magic show, there's a chance it looked like this. Big auditorium, magician and his assistant up on the stage, and depending on your seats, you might not even be able to tell what's happening. But what if the magician plied his or her trade just 2 feet away from you? That's the idea behind The Magician's Table, an exciting production from London that's making its North American debut at Bloom Studios in Charlotte. And I'm joined by one of the creative minds behind The Magician's Table, Kevin Hammonds, and by Tom Gabbard, CEO of Blumenthal Arts. Welcome to you both.
Good morning.
Thank you.
And we're going to talk magic in a moment, but Tom, first of all, congratulations on the one-year anniversary of Bloom Studios. For those who haven't been there yet, can you talk a little bit about the venue and what's happened there so far?
Bloom Studios is new to Charlotte and actually new to our industry as a creative place where we can pursue all sorts of things. It's 32,000 square feet that we are able to bring in shows from around the world and really explore this area of immersive experiences, which is participatory, usually mobile, people can move around, but have a stronger connection to the art than they usually have. So in many respects, it's like an R&D space for entertainment and the arts. And it's been immensely fun and immensely rewarding.
And well, next up at Bloom Studios is The Magician's Table, direct from London, North American debut. It runs November 19th through February 15th. And Kevin, I've read about it. I've watched some clips, and there are multiple layers to this theatrical experience. Where did the idea to present magic in this way come from?
Well, I work for a company called Right Angle Entertainment, and they are always looking for ways to push boundaries as far as the immersive game goes. And we really were fans of magic, and we'd seen many, you know, on-stage magic shows, which are great, but they wanted to do a close-up experience. And we kind of came up with this, I don't know where it came from, somewhere in this crazy brain of mine of how about a memorial service for a great magician? And he's planned all these magicians to come, and he's planned his funeral to every last detail. And that was just a kernel of an idea. And here we are now talking about it, doing it.
Yeah, so that's that whole backstory about Dieter and Calliope Roederberg. Is that right?
Yes. Dieter was a great showman, kind of like a Barnum, P.T. Barnum. He's a magician. He is a collector of oddities and misfits. And he kind of, in his life, collected all these incredible magicians and show people. And before he died, he was working on one great illusion that he wasn't able to complete. So for his funeral, he has planned all his favorite magicians to come together with his loved ones and his friends and family, which are the audience, to help him complete his one final trick. Calliope is his widow, who's our host.
She's hosting the funeral, yeah. as it were.
Yeah.
So how's it structured then? You've got all of these different magicians who I'm assuming have their specialties. So what are some of the different acts that are involved?
It's really multi-layered. Like the show starts at 7:30. We kind of suggest you get there around an hour before because we have a really cool pre-show bar space that it's going to be beautifully decked out. It will have magicians in there as well, kind of talking to the audience and doing tricks in front of them. But you can get specialty cocktails. So there, the widow, also in addition to the widow, there's Dieter's ward named Ellis. He's a traveling accordion player who once was a pickpocket when he was a child, and Dieter took him under his wing and used his skills for good and taught him magic and the accordion. So they're wandering around the pre-show. They're talking to you as if you were longtime friends. And then you get into the playing space, which is kind of Dieter's warehouse where he stores all his tricks and all his scenery. the hostess, Calliope, welcomes you and kind of sets the rules for the evening. And then basically, close-up magician comes to each table, sits down with you. We have specially crafted bespoke tables for this show. The magician sits down at your table and performs 10 minutes of their best close-up magic. And then 10 minutes is up, and they get up and they go to the next one. And periodically, we kind of touched base with Calliope and Ellis to kind of form out the evening. And there are some presentational magic tricks as well, or illusions, not magic tricks, as well for the whole audience. So it's a real, there's music, there's cocktails. It's a full evening.
All right. You mentioned the pickpocket. Do I need to wear a money belt? Do I have to watch my wallet here?
It never hurts.
And you did also allude to the cocktails, the mixology part of this. Yeah. So it really is a total hospitality kind of experience. Is there an age restriction then with that?
We're suggesting generally it's 18 and above. And it's not because there's anything naughty. We want this to be a date night experience, you know? And so having a little bit older, I think, will help people to feel like, hey, I can really have a great date night experience.
Yeah, I think we're really trying to lean into this as a premium kind of exclusive experience, that it's not clowns with juggling balls and Matt pulling scarves out of hats. It's really kind of a premium evening out for adults. I mean, like I said, I think in London on Sunday afternoons, we welcome children, but more to the point, it's for adults.
So you do have some matinee performances as well.
We do. Yeah.
Can I say too, whatever people think the boundaries are for close-up magic, believe that those are going to be exploded and things are going to happen and you're going to see things you've never seen before, but up close. So that's it. With all these magicians, the variety that people will see is really incredible. And as Kevin said, they move about every 10 minutes. So it's constantly being refreshed with something new and fresh.
Just based on the few brief video clips, I could tell that was the case, that this is the next level. How about groups? This is sort of an intimate setting. It's designed to be up close, but if a group wanted to come to see the magician's table?
Yeah, definitely. Oh. I mean, some of it's organized where we actually have some very premium experiences where they can get, for instance, Dieter's table, and that includes some premium amenities. We've already seen people, you know, that are buying out an entire table. A table is 12 people. And so that actually, especially if you're linking with people at the office, that can be a perfect number to actually organize a table. We're opening just before the holidays. So if people are trying to figure out what to do for the holidays, it's special for the office or even that week between Christmas and New Year's when they've got family in town. This is really, really a great opportunity.
About the premium table, there is a special room that only Dieter's most elite friends and family can go into, and that's included in the premium ticket, where you get an additional experience that others might not get.
But we're not going to reveal what that is.
No.
Well, obviously the demand is already there because I believe that this has already been extended once, that the original plan was to run it into January, and now we're running through February 15th. Again, the debut is going to be on November 19th at Bloom Studios, which is at 904 Post Street in Charlotte. The music that goes with this, can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, there's a bit of a mix, you know, in the pre-show, there's some jazz era music playing in the background, but the most of the music during the show is Dieter's ward, Ellis, who is strolling around with an accordion. So it has a very European, not a circus feel at all, but that kind of European feel to it. That's live music that he'll get people to join him and sing along. And it's tricky because it's, at its heart, it's a funeral. But Dieter was very insistent that everyone have a good time and not get too depressed by his passing. So Ellis's job is to keep the energy level up and to get people having a good time.
Are plans already in place to take the magician's table to other cities in the U.S. or in Canada?
There are in place, yes. Nothing I can confirm 100%, but it's pretty exciting.
It's building.
Looking forward to it.
But
yeah.
Phil, I think that's an important thing to know about Bloom Studios is that we consider ourselves a launch venue for these things that we're bringing from Europe and other places, and to share that first with Charlotte, but also work with people like Kevin to figure out how to make these shows tourable. You know, I saw the show in London and then met with Kevin's partners and said, how can we help you bring this to North America? And audiences here in Charlotte need to anticipate that going forward, that we're an exciting launch place for these productions.
The Magician's Table, direct from London, making its North American debut at Bloom Studios here in Charlotte. It runs November 19th through February 15th, and tickets are in demand. So if you want to get in on this, what's the best?
The best place for any of our tickets is to come to our site, blumenthalarts.org. You can get information, but you can actually buy in the site. And these days, sometimes when there are brokers out there for tickets, I always tell people the safe place to come is blumenthalarts.org.
Blumenthalarts.org for the Magician's Table. And I've been speaking with one of the show's creators, Kevin Hammons, and Blumenthal Arts CEO, Tom Gabbard. Thank you both. Best of luck with the premiere. And we're looking forward to seeing it.
Thank you.
Looking forward to seeing you there.
Again, that starts November 19th. In the meantime, there's a lot of other stuff happening across the region. Let's check in on Fanfare. Well, we have about another week before the rush of the holiday season really sets in. As stressful as it can be, though, this is my favorite time of year. Cooler weather, the Thanksgiving feast, getting ready for Christmas, and lots of terrific events and activities to check out. The 2025-26 Charlotte Symphony Orchestra season continues at Belk Theater on November 14th and 15th with a program that includes two of Ottorino Respighi's tone poems about the city of Rome, Fountains of Rome and Pines of Rome. The concert will begin with Maurice Durufalet's Requiem featuring the Charlotte Master Chorale. Conductor Michelle Merrill will be leading the Winston-Salem Symphony on November 15th and 16th at R.J. Reynolds Auditorium. Their program will begin with Mozart's sprightly Overture to the Magic Flute, followed by Tan Dun's Crouching Tiger Cello Concerto, based on the 2000 film Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Then the larger-than-life creations of the Paper Hand Puppet Project will take the stage as the Winston-Salem Symphony performs Maurice Ravel's complete ballet, Mother Goose. It's been 65 years since Rodgers and Hammerstein's beloved songs first captivated audiences on Broadway in The Sound of Music. Blumenthal Arts is bringing the story of Maria and the Von Trapp family to the stage at the Belk Theater in Uptown Charlotte, November 18th through 23rd. The magic of the holiday season returns to the Greensboro Science Center with their annual Winter Wonderlights celebration, November 19th through January 4th. The entire campus is transformed with brilliant displays, including color-shifting trees, whimsical animal lanterns, and sparkling tunnels of light accompanied by festive music. There will also be plenty of sweet snacks and hot cocoa. The UNC Charlotte Orchestra, under the direction of Alan Yamamoto, and the North Carolina Youth Orchestra, led by Eric Boroff, are joining forces on Thursday, November 20th, 7:30 p.m. at the Ann R. Belk Theater on the UNCC campus. The program includes film music from Pirates of the Caribbean, Jean Sibelius's Finlandia, and the third movement of Johann Nepomuk Hummel's Trumpet Concerto. Tickets are only $8. There will be a little bit of Cornwall in Cornelius as the Kane Center for the Arts presents The Pirates of Penzance in one act, plus an evening of Gilbert and Sullivan favorites on Thursday, November 20th at 7 p.m. Performed by members of the New York Gilbert and Sullivan Players, this fun-filled production covers the full repertoire of Gilbert and Sullivan's comic operas. They even take requests. And the annual Charlotte Auto Show returns to the Charlotte Convention Center Uptown November 20th through 23rd. When my two sons were younger, the three of us would visit every year. It's one of the things I miss now that they're grown and living elsewhere, but I can still go. This year's show will feature over 170 new vehicle models from more than 25 automakers, plus an indoor EV test track and a beer tasting event. So before you get too busy with holiday shopping and cooking, get out of the house and find some fun. Don't forget to check my complete Fanfare column every Thursday at WDAV.org, brought to you by Bragg Financial. I'll be back next week with more. And that's a wrap on this edition. You can hear our past episodes, and be sure to subscribe, too, so you don't miss the ones we have coming up at wdav.org/podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and iHeart Podcasts. Thanks for listening. For Piedmont Arts, I'm Phil Vavra.